sponsored by the Laborers Union of Missouri.
Hello and welcome to Business Beat. I'm Nick Adams. Coming up later in the show, organic farming could be an up-and-coming trend after a recent study suggests organic crops could bring in more cash per acre. But first, the failure of the Mamtec artificial sugar plant has left the city on the hook for $39 million in bonds. A legislative committee held hearings with representatives from Moberly and from the Missouri Department of Economic Development, or DED, in Jefferson City this week. On Tuesday, it was revealed that the DED had an email report months before the deal was approved that a representative on the ground in China was having a hard time finding the Mamtec plant there. Moberly leaders say that information would have sent up some red flags before committing to the deal, but Moberly's economic development director says the city never received a copy of that email. Columbia Daily Tribune reporter Rudy Keller broke the story in early September and has been covering it ever since. KBIA's Ryan Fumulner talked with Keller today during a break in the hearings where the director of the DED testified for the first time.
Well, David Kerr said that they were having questions about the Mamtec production facility in China was communicated to Moberly, but not the specifics of this email. And he said that in the future, it probably would be a good idea for better communication between the department and the local communities that are looking at these projects would be helpful to make sure that another situation like this doesn't happen again. But throughout it, he defended the department's actions as reasonable and appropriate, and that Moberly was responsible in many ways for pushing this project through to completion.
What kind of sides are there here? We've got three parties. We've got Mamtec, got DED, and we've got Moberly, of course.
Yeah, well, DED and Moberly do not see eye to eye on who was responsible for giving this project the imprint of legitimacy. And it really would be a three-sided debate if Mamtec had anybody here talking about their side of things. Moberly has a definite point of view as to what steps it took or should have taken. The state has definite view about what steps it took or should have taken, and they just don't match up. The result is that it's going to take a lot more study to determine whether or not which side took appropriate steps and or what responsibilities should be on which entities.
So Moberly's still saying we're not going to pay. I mean, we can't pay. We can't ask taxpayers to pay on these loans.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be any anything that is going to get Moberly to actually pay for this plant unless they were to find another user for the plant who would pay them the rent on the property that would cover the bond issue.
Have you really ever seen something of this magnitude that affects, I mean, I guess things like this happen with corporations, but this is a city. I mean, have you seen something like this before in your reporting career?
No, I haven't seen anything like this where a city has gone so far out on a limb that it's severely damaged its credit rating and ability to act on behalf of its citizens in the future if it needs to borrow money. I haven't seen a situation where as many investigative agencies as are involved in this have gotten involved, and I haven't seen something that has this kind of impact on the legislative process where it helped scuttle a whole special legislative session and is going to generate a whole stack of new pieces of legislation in the coming year that will put some teeth into these ideas of due diligence and making sure that the companies that are profiting from these projects actually look to see whether the project is viable or whether instead of how much money they can make.
That was KBIA's Ryan Fumulner talking with Columbia Daily Tribune reporter Rudy Keller. Organic farming in the Midwest remains a small portion of the farming industry, even as demand for organic products has grown. But a new study shows some farmers might be missing out. In conjunction with Harvest Public Media, Iowa Public Radio's Kathleen Masterson reports.
Decades before any study came out, this Iowa farm family had a hunch that growing organic could save them money and bring in more cash and be better for the land. Daniel Roseman grew up on the family farm in Harlan, Iowa. He says his father quit using pesticides and chemical fertilizers in the 1980s.
For him, it started out as an economical decision, but he has always been a good steward of the land, so there was multiple reasons, and he found early on that he was already making more money and having the same yields.
And that's just what an extensive 13-year study at Iowa State University found. The project compared 44 organic and conventional plots, each with identical crop variety and rotation. Organic crops yielded as much grain or more per acre than the conventional plots. And they brought in a premium of roughly $200 more per acre. Organic crops must be grown from organic or non-genetically modified seeds, without chemical pesticides, and without synthetic fertilizer. That's why many organic row crop operations tend to also have livestock, so they can use the manure as a natural fertilizer, like the Roseman family does. Daniel's wife, Ellen Walsh, says she thinks the organic system would be a good fit for those who are rich in labor and poor in capital.
I think it's more appealing, though, for younger farmers to go the organic route because the inputs are so low. Yeah, you're going to have high labor, but you're not spending all this money on the implements to apply chemicals, the chemicals themselves. You know, you're not really having so much of a petroleum-based operation.
If it's so appealing and one can make more money, why aren't more farmers going organic? Well, it's a lot of labor and time. Because farmers can't use pesticide, they often end up doing more tilling to churn up weeds. That's true for Aaron Lehman of Polk County, Iowa, who's converting about one-third of his 650-acre corn and soybean operation to organic.
So it is many more passes over the field. There's a lot more management. There's a lot more labor. The returns per acre will be quite a bit higher with the organic.
Lehman says part of the reason he's trying organic is for the environmental benefits. In fact, the Iowa State University study found that organic practices measurably improved soil quality. Even as overall levels of organic farming remain small in the Midwest and the nation, it's been one of the fastest growing segments of U.S. agriculture for over a decade. Demand for organic products continues to be strong, says grain buyer Tim Daly of Stonebridge Limited, based out of Cedar Falls, Iowa. Though he says this year it was tougher to find organic grains to buy.
We saw a large amount of organic acres go out of production also because of the increase in conventional grain prices. That has probably hurt the organic industry on the grain production side more than anything.
Farmers and industry experts say not only have premiums for organic food remained high, but it's become easier for farmers to find a buyer for their organic grains. I'm Kathleen Masterson, Harvest Public Media.
Thanks for listening to Business Beat. I'm Nick Adams.